Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Tes. And here we go. Harachas, Shekorin Fala. Rachas that we call Fala. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Tes, Harachas, Hu Marda, Shemachnisin Ba Ugos, Latanor. It's the Marda, it's the, like, shovel. Like, it's the, what's the English word for the thing that you,
spatula.
Like the big spatula, Marda, that you put the cakes, breads, matzahs in the tanur, umotziyuba min
ha-tanur. You could use in a pizza
place. Okay, like they use in a pizza place. All right? So they, then those mardas were made of wood. Okay? So these shovels, we'll call them, the mardas, so they were like these wooden shovels that would scoop out from the ovens, the piping hot ovens, the cakes and the breads and all that kind of stuff. So you want to go ahead and use that on Pesach. So comes the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh omim she'ein mo'el la'hagala. There are those that say that Hagala is not going to work. It's sarach liknos, and therefore you're going to need to go ahead and acquire a chadasha, a new one. If you want to go ahead and take out your Pesach tikka, scrape out your Pesach tikka matzers or cakes from there, you're going to have to go ahead and buy a new one. Unless, of course, you had a metal one, then you could do libun. But here we're talking about wood ones. So since Hagala doesn't work, you are toast. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kuf Yud. She'ein mo'il. It's not going to work. Why? Mishum debolas min hachametz. Al yedei or b'li shum mashke. Because this is a classic case of where the b'liya is purely done based on fire in the oven, piping hot fire in the oven, without any liquid. It's just these breads or cakes. Ul lelavna iefshar. And to do libun on this marda, it's going to be impossible. The hashel eti, because it's made out of wood. Again, if you look in the most matzah factories, there's things that are made out of metal. A lot of them. So you know those kind of things. You could go ahead and kasha with libun. Eliyahu Rabba shekasav dechol zeh lechatchila. Eliyahu Rabba says this is all lechatchila. Aval b'di'evad imshtamish berachas shalchametz matzah achar agala mutter. So Eliyahu Rabba says this is all lechatchila. But b'di'evad, if you used this marda of chametz, okay, if you used it for matzah achar hagala, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so what's the pshat? Why is it going to be mutter b'di'evad even achar hagala? It's a great kasha. L'chaira, this is ayadeya or, and you should need, okay, you should need kibolo kachpoto. So what's the pshat? So he says, because there are rishonim that hold that the marda are not boleya from a chom gamor of the eighth, of the eish, since it goes in and out very quickly and doesn't stay in the tanur. And therefore, it's not considered like kelim shemishtamshim al yedeya or, and therefore b'di'evad hagala will work. But it's not that b'di'evad hagala will work on things that really require halachically a libun gamor. Sif katan kuf yud aleph, hagala. Hagala is not going to work. Afilu klipa b'chle umanus mikodem. And even if you went ahead and you scraped off the top layer, okay, with a professional scraper beforehand, it's also not going to work because the blia goes into the totality of the, because it's used all the time, it goes into the totality of the kli. Remember, if you use it for chametz all the time, so it's going to be boleya into it totally. If you remember, that happens even when it's not hot. If you use, let's say, wooden tables and graters and rollers and things like that with chametz all the time, it's boleya. If it's all year round, it's going to be boleya into it totally. Ubediyevit, he says, imhotzi matzah chama min ha-tahor berachas shel chametz. So now he says, what happens if bediyevit, you actually had this marda that was chametz dik, and you pulled out hot matzah with it? So imlo haisa harachas nikiya. So if it was not clean, even ela hayaba lichluch chametz be'en, and it had some, you know, some chametz stuck to it, so then it's oser betachtonios hamatza kedei netila. It's going to aser the bottom of the matza, the amount of a netila shehu berochav gudal, which, as you know, is bigger than a kedei klipa. We'll just review again. There's three types of blias. It's kedei klipa, which is just the outer peel. Then there's the size of kedei netila, which is more than a kedei klipa, which is kerochav gudal, which is like the size of a thumb's breadth, which is more than that. And that is where it's balea totally throughout the whole item. So when you're dealing with heat without any liquid, so the nature of the blia is, if you have the actual iser food that's roasted, that's with the heat, so then it goes kedei netila. It goes to the amount of, it goes as deep as a thumb's breadth, and that has to be pulled off. And therefore he says, ulefi ma shenog, she'anu nogin lafos matos dako. He says, us Ashkenazim, who have thin matzahs, so forget about it, nesar kulo, because the matzahs are definitely thinner than a thumbkin. I guess if you have a nice big, fat, teimani matzah, you might be able to salvage a layer of it. V'mafu al yedei mardezu ugos chametz im shuman. However, if you use this marde with chametz dika cakes that have oil or shuman in it, fat in it, so then nesra hamatzah kula. Then the matzah is going to be totally aser. Dal yedei shuman mifafeya hachametz bekula. Because the shuman that is stuck to this chametz, that's like the shuman that's in the chametz that's stuck to the marda, is now going to be balea into the totality of the matzah. Okay? And this would be even if you had a big fat, even if you had a big fat matzah, even if you had a big fat teimani matzah. But dafka tocha pesach, and specifically during pesach, aval kodacha pesach ala laila, then it would be batol b'shishim, also matpe en sheyesh ala marda. In other words, if we're dealing with a fatty piece of chametz, and we're dealing on Erev Pesach, so then as long as there be shishim kinegeted, and it's on Erev Pesach, you'd be able to eat it on Erev Pesach. Aval, im hedichu hamarda mikoydem, if you went ahead and you cleaned the marda, this marda, this shovel, mikoydem very, very well, ve'ein alea chametz, be'en, rak habalu haba, if you did not kasher it, but you also cleaned it very, very well. So now you for sure have no chametz on it, but you have only the chametz that was balua, that was absorbed in the marda. Then ein oser rak kedei klipa. Then it only asks kedei klipa, because the only time we say it goes on the tila deep is when it's the actual food. But a kli that is balua with chametz that comes in contact just with fire to the item, that's only going to aser kedei klipa. Bein shem mishdamish ma bekodem im shuman o belo shuman. It's irrelevant whether it was used originally with cakes that had fat in it, oil fat, or not. It's irrelevant because we're talking about only the chametz that's balua, that's absorbed within the wood marda. The iser habalua bekli, again, it would be the same thing with a metal marda if all you did was clean it well and you didn't go ahead and do libid on it. The iser or oragala. The iser habalua bekli. Ein yachol lesor yoser mitei klipa, because issa that's absorbed in a kli is not going to ask for more than a kedei klipa, more than the amount of just the outer peel. Im hotzi matzah chamutza b'marda shel pesach. Now, what happens if a person pulls out a matzah that actually became chametz? Okay, and you pulled it out with a marda, a pesach tikka marda. Okay, v'achar kach radu ba matzas acheros. So what happens is, yeah, I guess you left the matzah in too long, and now you have the marda, and you pull the marda with that chametz tikka matzah out, and afterwards, achar kach radu ba matzas acheros. You then went ahead and used that same marda for other matzos. V'nesru al yedei marda, and they became now aser based on that marda that was just used for the chametz tikka matzah. V'achar kach nisarvu elu bahar be'acheros sheros. And then what happened was, those matzahs that became chametz tikka based on the belia from the, or based on the blia, or that which was attached to the marda. So those matzahs now, achar kach nisarvu elu baharbe acheros ksheros. So those matzahs that were now taken out, then got mixed up with full-blown kosher matzahs. So what do you have here? Again, let's make sure we got the case. You have this marda that was used for a chametzik matzah that became chametzik. We have to be chayshesh that, number one, it's balua from the matzah, from the chametz. It might have some chametz even stuck to it, right? And you use that marda for regular matzahs, and those matzahs obviously became trafed up chametz based on the marda that was used. Not because the matzah itself was innately chametz, but because you scooped it out, the hot matzah, with this chametz tikka marda. Then those matzahs that you took out that became chametz tikka because of the marda, then got mixed up with many kosher matzahs. He says, Kulan asuros, they're all aser. Zekvar nizbar b'simen tov mem zayin, the Pesach lo nizvatel yavesh b'yavesh. On Pesach, there's no bittel at all of yavesh b'yavesh. V'afilu nisarev erev Pesach. And even if this happened on erev Pesach, mikom makom chozer b'neir tocha Pesach. Right? V'asur l'achlam b'Pesach. Because we paskin that by yavesh b'yavesh, it's chozer b'neir. It's chozer b'neir. Right? That if you have yavesh b'yavesh, that was bittel b'rov on erev Pesach, but on Pesach, it's chozer v'neir on Pesach, and it can't be eaten. Any of these matzahs will not be able to be eaten on Pesach because chametz is b'mashahu on Pesach. V'rak be'erev Pesach mutar l'achila l'tinok. Only on erev Pesach, you could go ahead and feed them to a little kid, because again, we don't eat matzahs on erev Pesach, right? V'yesh omrim, dekevan, shalo nesar, rak mitzad balua. However, there are those, and we had this other opinion way back when. In fact, earlier in the Mishnah Brura, he had been making like this. Over here, he just brings down both opinions. The kevan shalo nesar rak mitzad balua. There are those that say that since the iser and these matzahs are itself only because they became balua from the marde, the chametz tikka marde, then eino chozev v'neir b'pesach. Again, these matzahs only were chametz tik because of the marde that might have had a little chametz stuck to it or a little or balua in it. So these opinions hold. We do not say chozev v'neir b'pesach because when it's balua in these matzahs, so that we will then say, we did not say chozev v'neir. It's only time we say chozev v'neir is when that which was batel in yavish b'yavish was chametz machmas atzma. It was itself chametz, not that it became chametz because chametz got absorbed into it. He says, v'cholzev b'chametz gomor. And this is all b'chametz gomor. Aval b'marda shosiyu bo matzah kfula unefucha. However, if you're dealing with a marda, they take out a matzah kfula nefucha, which we'll talk about is like we are just being machmir, right? Because it's folded or blown up and things like that, and we're concerned that it might be chametz, but it's not really necessarily chametz gamor. Dailos or rachas lechatchila. It's enough just to aser the rachas lechatchila. Aval b'diyeved, but b'diyeved, it's not going to aser. V'yosev is that kasav achok Yaakov. More than this, achok Yaakov, right? Tim iev shalom so b'kal rachas acheres. If you can't find easily another rachas, mutal otzia lechatchila b'amatzes. You could use this lechatchila for the matzes. Tim kain yitzarech tamid marde chadasha. Because then it's crazy. You always need a new marde. V'havi k'diyeved. He says that's already like a diavad. In other words, it's crazy. It's every time you can have a flip, every time you have a matzah that's kfula, that's doubled, this or that, you can have to use a new marda. That's already becomes a chatchila because the whole situation is a diavad situation. Im nistakbu marda im haisash al chametz al chadasha mutarim kol hamatzas. And if it was a suffix whether the marda was one of chametz or new, then mutaros kol mutarim. Kol hamatzos. What's the reason for this? Why should it be mutter? Why not machmir safek da'iraisa lechumran? So the basic pshat that the achronim give is number one, the tam of the chametz here might be not bernard, okay, from the chametz to the marda, the marda to the matzah, okay, and therefore many poskim hold that chametz before Pesach is considered heter, and therefore going to be heter of not banat. That's one reason. Others say that it's because the time of chametz that's nivla b'matzah is min b'mino, it's midoraisa batul barov, and it's only midorabanan that you need shishim k'neged eser, and therefore it's only a safek derabanan. So there are reasons to be mekel if it's a pure safek ayin sham in zi achroinim. We continue on weiter. Sif katan. Kuf Yud Beis Chadasha. You gotta go ahead and buy a new one because you can't kasher it because it's wood. You can't kasher it with Hagala. She says Chadasha. V'machzik Rachas Shel Pesach Mishana Zul L'Shana Acheres. If you keep one Rachas, the same spatula, the same Marde from one year to the next, Mutter. It's gonna be Mutter. Ain't Sarah Hagala. You don't have to worry. You don't need Hagala. Raksha Yiresh Tiyanikia Hetev. You make sure that it's nice and clean. Taz and the other Achronim, the local Magen Avram, not like the Magen Avram, because he holds that maybe you should be Chayshesh, that maybe you used the Rachas during the year and you forgot. Okay, again, they probably, you know, nowadays keep them nice and, you know, separate. Okay, let's move on. Chaf. Hashulchanos va'atevos. Hashulchanos va'atevos shematzniyim ben achayim kol hashana. What happens with these tables or cupboards that people would go ahead and place chametz in or on during the year? Regilim le'arayis aleihen reischin. The minag would be to go ahead and do irui to kasha them. Why? Lefisha lefanim nishbach marak menakadera lesochem. Because since these tables and these cupboards were used and you placed in there at times hot soup and things like that, you will have to go ahead and kasher it with irui. A classic example of this would be your countertops. So your countertops, right? You put pots and things like that on there that are hot, and sometimes the soup might spill. So the way you have to kasher it is through irui from a kli rishon. Sif katan kuf yud gimel shematzniim b'hem achleim. You place in there in these cupboards or shulchanos hot food, hot pots. Aval stam tevos ain't zeh hagala. But regular cupboards and counters that you never use hot food on, obviously you would not need hagala. Sif katan kuf. Again, let's say tables, even though you don't necessarily use hot for, if you use food and it can get stuck, the chametz can get stuck and things like that, so then you have to wrap them very well, assuming you don't use it for, you only use it for cold and things like that. But in terms of agala, you only need it if it was used for hot food. Sifka and kuf yudalit, la ros aleim, mikli rishon, you have to do a irui kli rishon, because that's how it got treif chametz stick in the first place. Kabolo kach polto. Umari vil ziman, skutza ligimel pasak, lo mahani irui. So this is what we mentioned a couple of times, that there are, the Paiskim say that Iroi alone is not going to work. Because there are times when you have hot chametz that's solid that fell out of the Kli Rishon. Like, for example, you could have hot beans and things like that. So beans is not so bad. But let's say hot barley. Hot barley that falls out of the Shul, or hot kishka that falls out of the Shul. That's what's called a davar gush. And a davar gush, we've said many times, v'havi ki'ilu nishtamesh b'kli rishon. Then it becomes like it actually came in contact and got used with a kli rishon. Because we say a davar gush always retains its kli rishon status when it comes out of the kli rishon. Doesn't get a status of irui kli rishon. Ella yachshirim, therefore, the way you have to kasher is like I mentioned once in terms of how we kasher our sinks. Al yedei evan. Ella yachshirim, al yedei evan, meluban. You have to go with the old piping hot evan, yishpoch alav roschin. So you do what's called the Evan Maluvin trick, where you pour the hot, piping hot water from the Kli Rishon on top of the Evan Maluban, v'yigalgel l'makom acher, and you have to then roll the stone or move the stone to another place, v'yishpach halav, k'dei sheyelcho arucho makola. You have to move the Evan Maluban across the whole countertop, or whatever it is, your cupboard, and make sure that it goes is passed along the whole item that you're kashering. And if that's the case, even if you pour it from a klisheni, so that's enough. Because once it hits the daf and the Evan Meluban, it's going to be like a kli rishon. And then you could go ahead and put even hot matzah on there because you've kashered it so well. If all you did was regular irui, things that come in contact with it will not, the matzah chama that comes in contact with it will not be treif, will not be chametz stick. Finally, last Mishnah Berurah, sif katan kuf tesvav, roschin has to be irui with mayim roschin. Some say you have to also put on top of this a cover, that's what we all do, that's how we all kasher our items, we always cover them. Shema nidbak bo adayin, Od chametz be'en, because maybe there might have been some chametz that got stuck to it. This is what you got to do with all types of cupboards and closets. They come out, like unlike a counter top, it's totally smooth. Assuming you can kasher it, you know, because it's made out of items that can be kashered, so then, you know, you don't necessarily have to cover it. But the items that have any types of grooves or things like that, they come out. You can't kasher it to the point where there's not going to be anything stuck in the grooves. But regular flat shulchanos, regular flat counters and things like that.